This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletcher with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're on the showroom floor at Converge 2013 down in Orlando, Florida. And I'm speaking with Lisa Durling, a system engineer with Integration Partners Corporation, or IPC, and an old friend from many, many, many years ago. Well, not that many. We're not that old. What are you now?
We're
1920, you just heard?
As long as we're not on camera, we're very young.
You're working on the healthcare vertical today.
I am.
So what's new in healthcare?
Mark, as you know, I had a background at Nortel of many different product portfolios, and now being focused on the healthcare vertical, I'm finding that even in a somewhat constrained budget area where funding is always at, you know, under watch, under guard, separated often by voice data and infrastructure, that the customer is willing to invest in high-end back-end applications, custom applications that Avaya has all of the skill sets to provide with Avaya Professional Services and many portfolios, so that their end-user customer experience is easier. I'm also calling it like a dumbed-down version, so spending money on the back end so that the customer experience can be easier and more user-friendly.
What about video in the healthcare space? Are you seeing like a big demand for BYOD because people are bringing the devices in? Everybody's got an iPad these days. So, except you, because you lost yours this morning.
Okay, don't even say that, Mark. Thanks for that. So, you know what? Video in itself, I mean, because my particular customer is very large, so they do, you know, a large amount of video and web. But for their users right now, I mean, BYOD for the customer, my customer inside hospital users versus a patient is really, you know, that's where I'm seeing that. But, I mean, obviously on the on the infrastructure side with the doctors, that's something completely separate. And yes, that's a very large specialty that they are looking into. You know,
well, one of the award winners was actually from a hospital here in Florida, and they did a remote visit down into the jungles in Panama, and they would do consultations using the Avaya Flare device over video. So there was a whole back-end infrastructure, obviously, and they won the award for innovation on that because of their use on video. So
yeah, no, and actually, you know, with some of the special bundled pricing that Avaya has, you know, we have deployed some of the Flare application there. So I think that's, you know, with that and then the other applications for Task Manager or whatever we're calling it now on the on your mobile device, notification applications, as well as the contact center. Obviously, contact center is a huge space for healthcare, as well as often it's weakest point for customer service and satisfaction. And that's another thing that everyone's keeping their eye on. So I've seen a lot of contact center deployments with multimedia, so web, SMS, you know, and some the social media, and then custom applications integration with a lot of their back end, you know, very healthcare specific, Meditech, for instance, and then outbound notification for a POM with multiple languages. So, interestingly enough, some of the things you get to learn when you have a nationwide customer is the vertical may have a location in Chicago, which has the largest Polish-speaking population outside of Poland. I did not know that, and I thought that was so unusual, and they said, okay, we want a few languages, and we want Polish.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
who
interesting.
Knew?
Let me ask you a personal question. You spent a lot of years on the inside at the manufacturer, and you're now at Integration Partners, which is a great channel partner, very engaged. What do you find the big difference from being on the, I'm not going to call it the outside, but...
Yeah, you know what, it is very interesting in the fact that, so working for this business partner that, and we have a lot of depth in all portfolios, and we actually obviously don't offer just Avaya, but I find that is always what we lead with, and we are able to bring to the table a full circuit of expertise. And I find that, you know, there a lot of the folks from integration partners are from, you know, Heritage Nortel Avaya, and it's very much run specifically as a business and hand in hand as a partnership with the customer. You know, it's always our, you know, whatever the issue is, we take it back, we own it.
Yep. Whenever I see a group of people that I respect in the industry, yourself included, people like Steve Flanagan, when I see these people congregating together at a particular partner or someplace else, I think it says something for that partner in the industry. Obviously, to draw that talent and multiple people, they must have something to offer. And I think that's good for our customers too, because, I mean, I don't even think twice when I refer something over to IPC because I know the people that are there. And, you know, we had a good little group. I'm from the Northeast too, right? We had a good little niche together, and I'm glad that we're still kind of in the same family.
Absolutely.
Living in a different house, but we're still part of the same family, so.
And I think another interesting thing, I guess, I'm finding with integration partners is that we, you know, stay very engaged with Avaya, you know, sit on a lot of their councils. And we get a lot of support and feedback because of that. And, you know, and Avaya is very customer focused. I mean, so if there's an issue, example here, that my customer went to a few conference sessions and there was, you know, some of the speakers didn't show up, and people were all over that to make sure that didn't happen again, to listen to that. And, you know, I can find expertise right here for them. If I have a question on a portfolio, they're, you know, please let's just step aside and talk about it.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's wonderful.
So we're talking with Lisa Durling, a systems engineer at IPC Integration Partners, and an old colleague from, a few years. You know, we've been around the block a little bit.
We have. Us redheads have to stick together.
Thanks for stopping by the podcast today. I really appreciate to look at your insight. Best of luck in the future.
Thanks so much, Mark. You as well. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.